This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Yi with Kelly Anissa and Shamila Gunnison. We're looking at literature and then fashion today. So first up.
Yes, first we're going to be talking about the regional winner for Asia in the world's most global literary prize. So stay tuned to find out more.
And secondly, there were sequins, feathers, platform heels and even a chandelier dress. But those who walked the red carpet of the Met Gala 2019 have been criticised for not being truly campy. So that was the theme. So we'll be looking at that later.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, which was the most interesting Met Gala look? So we have a picture growing up. So if you're on Twitter, tweet us at BFM and, you know, reply us with your favourite pic, or if you have more than one, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or, you know, you can call us in with your and share your thoughts at 03-7733-2900.
Just to quickly recap, the picture that we have, the selections for you are Billy Porter, Katy Perry, Ezra Miller and Janelle Monáe.
But you can also share other looks that caught your attention.
That's right. You can WhatsApp us, as Kelly said. So coming up first, here's Wolf Alice with Beautifully Unconventional.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Wolf Alice with Beautifully Unconventional. And our first story today, Kelly.
So Saras Manickam has been announced as the regional winner for Asia in the world's most global literary prize, the Commonwealth Short Story Prize 2019.
Yes, very well done.
Yeah, and so just a little bit of a background on Saras. She is a Malaysian freelance writer and also a language and creative writing teacher. So her short stories have been published in Malaysian anthologies. And, you know, previously she also won the D.K. Dutt Memorial Award for Literary Excellence in 2017. So the story that won her the regional prize is titled My Mother Patu. This story explores a mother's violent jealousy and envy towards her daughter, who finds that no one can protect her from the abuse except herself. So we spoke to Saras earlier today. Here is a clip from that interview. So how did you feel when you found out you won this?
I think I was gobsmacked. I saw the short list of writers, and I must tell you, Lukman is fantastic. And he's an incredible writer. Adriana did a wonderful job translating him. And I also read that Kiran Doshi, I read rave reviews about his book. Right. And so I thought, wow, I'm in fantastic company, in such talented company. So when I heard that I had won, I was, I think, deeply grateful and humbled, honestly, and petrified.
And so tell us a little bit about your story. You know, what makes it so, you know, significant to you?
My Mother Patu is about this character who is complicated like most of us. I just wanted to write about a character who was complicated, who was complex, who was not all good, not all bad, and who didn't get what was coming to her in the end. It was just someone from, it was someone, how do I describe it? Someone with no apologies for the life that she led, for the decisions that she made, but who was still very angry and yet was a wonderful human being to other people. Just a complicated, complex character who had different aspects of her that she showed to different people. So I think that was what made the story, I don't know, different maybe. There was no comeuppance for her or anything like that. There's just people doing what they could with the choices that they made and they had. And some of those, what they did was violent and abusive, and yet they were capable of great kindnesses. It was just, I just want to write about a woman like that who was complicated, and I wanted to acknowledge that she was complicated and deserved a voice.
What inspired you to write this story? Was it something that you witnessed in your everyday life? Was it someone you knew?
I think this was a long time coming. I knew this person and I wanted to write her story. The character was based on this one, this person I knew. But the story is completely different. You know, there's no relation to her life. But I wanted to describe her the best I could. as and that was acknowledgement of her life, you know, that was it.
Right. Okay. And so three Malaysians for the first time ever were shortlisted.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is. this is the first time they were shortlisted for a category in the Commonwealth.
I think it's the first time ever that Malaysians are shortlisted to get two stories in out of three. That are just incredible. I'm not sure whether you've talked to Lokman. You must talk to Lokman Hakim and to Adriana.
Right.
Because Lokman's story is fantastic. And Adriana's done a marvelous, marvelous job of translating it. And it is just amazing. Absolutely wonderful.
Congratulations to all three of you.
Yeah.
Really well done. And, you know, why do you think diversity is so important in international competitions like this, especially when, you know, we take into account for the fact that it's the first time that Malaysians have been shortlisted for that category?
I was just thinking, people have so many stories. We carry so many stories. We carry our histories within us. We carry memories of our histories. Those are really stories, amazing stories that need to be put out.
Yeah. So for those of us who want to read your story, where can we, you know, where can
we read? Grantline is going to publish them, but the stories will also be up on the Commonwealth Foundation website. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure when, but they'll be open. They'll be put up and everybody can read them there.
That was Saras Manikam, a regional winner for Asia in the 2019 Commonwealth Short Story Prize.
Yeah, so as you mentioned earlier, this is actually the first time that Malaysian stories have made it to the Commonwealth Short Story Prize shortlist. And besides Saras, you know, there was also one other short story that was written by a Malaysian writer and then translated into English by a Malaysian as well. And that story is called Pengap. And this, it was originally written in Malay and then by Lokman Hakim and translated into English by Adriana Nordin Manan. So the three of them were actually nominated under the Asian region category alongside Indian author Kiran Doshi for his story Miss Coelho.
I think it's amazing that a story in a local language was recognized and the translator was acknowledged as part of the nomination, because the translator's job is so important in capturing the essence and transliterating it, right?
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the things the Commonwealth Short Story Prize has acknowledged previously, because it does regional competitions, right?
Yes.
So you can't ignore people who are not necessarily only who aren't writing in English.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Commonwealth Short Story Prize is awarded annually for the best piece of unpublished... Ugh, that's a difficult word, isn't it? Unpublished short fiction from the Commonwealth. So it is the only prize in the world, like you said, Jamila, where entries can be submitted in all the local languages. You know, Bengali, Chinese, English, Greek, Malay, Portuguese, Samoan, Swahili, Tamil and Turkish.
That's right.
So this year's shortlist comprised of 15 women and 6 men from 16 countries. And the youngest author is 20, while the oldest is 80.
And all 5 winning stories that were selected were written by women who were chosen from a shortlist of 21 after 5,081 entries were submitted. And this was from 50 countries.
Yeah, and I guess now Saras will actually go on to compete for the Commonwealth Prize itself, right? Because now she's the regional winner.
Yes.
And so all the regional winners will select one winner out of among them. Yeah.
So this is like the semi-final and then the final.
Yeah.
And so if you'd like to read some of her other works, you can check out some of these anthologies that she's featured in, such as Endings and Beginnings, Champion Fellas, and Readings From and Readings To.
Yeah, and lots of other local writings that are worthy of us reading and recognizing as well.
So read more local books, more local writers in all languages.
Well done, Saras. We have a question up on Twitter that's in relation to our second story. Kelly, if you'd like to revisit that.
So we're asking you, which was the most interesting Met Gala look this year? We have a series of pictures there. Our picks, Billy Porter, Ezra Miller, Katy Perry and Janelle Monáe. But if you like any of those, or if you have your own options, do tweet us at
at BFM Radio.
We have so many people we tweet, we keep forgetting.
Yes. Or, I mean, if you have your own picks, if you're listening in, you can tweet us at, sorry, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-773-2900.
Yep. So that's to get you in the mood for our second story. But first, here's Words by the Bee Gees on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.